Okay, this is a extremely impromptu Western Hippie podcast, clearly because I look like a million bucks, bun, hot spots, and all. We're just going to roll with it. If you're on the podcast and not on the YouTube channel, maybe count your blessings because you don't have to. I was not planning on this at all. And I look like I wasn't planning on this, but I just could not get something off my mind. And so, you know what? We're just going to roll with it because that's what we do here in the Western Hippie. Like, we're kind of put together. We're kind of a hot mess. And we just find a balance somewhere in between the two. Am I right? I'm right. Okay. So I actually wanted to get on here and talk about the Elvis movie, which I wasn't really, hence the impromptu. I was not expecting this. I went and saw it last night, and I honestly was just going to roll it off like water off a duck's back, but with this thing. So I think the reason, I don't know actually why I want to get on here and talk about it, so I'm just not going to explain it other than I think there was some good parts of the movie. And one of the things that I learned about when I did that whole spiel in 2019 and I was on my seminar tour, whatever the hell I was doing, I learned, like, always talk about the good first. So maybe that's why we're doing this, because I'm going to challenge myself to find the good in this movie. Yeah, yes. So I liked the feeling of Elvis being larger than life. I did, in a way, I felt like the movie did it. In a way, I felt like it didn't. But one of the reasons, so I had made a decision to not go see the movie. If you listen to the last episode, the Top Gun episode with Landon, which if you haven't, I know it's long, but you need to go listen to it because it's my favorite episode to date. I'm not even ashamed of saying that. It's my favorite. I love it. Go listen to it. But I had made the decision not to go see it because Landon and I had talked about it. The director that did it also directed The Great Gatsby, the remake of The Great Gatsby, not the OG Great Gatsby. And I loathed that movie. I should probably watch it again because in film school, they say if you really love a movie or if you really hate a movie, you should watch it twice. So in all honesty, I probably should go back and watch it again, but I really don't want to put myself through that again. And so I'd made that decision, and then I was listening to an interview with the actor that played Elvis, and I have not seen the actor in any other movie, but I felt like he really wanted to do right by Elvis. And because of that, I wanted to go see the performance, and I felt like the actor did a good job at portraying Elvis being this larger in life. Did he embody Elvis? Absolutely not. No one is ever going to be Elvis Presley again. But Landon and I talked about this with Top Gun and a few other movies, not in the podcast, but privately. So for me, the most like knowledge I have about anything in life is probably going to be about horses. So when I go watch a Western or I go watch a horse movie, like I kind of have to let that knowledge fade away and just enjoy the movie for what it is. Because if I start nitpicking every little thing, I'm going to hate it. And some of the fighter pilots that would watch Top Gun, I was listening specifically to a podcast with a Top Gun pilot, I think from the Marines, actually, on Jocko Willing's podcast. And he was saying how he had to do the same thing. Like, if I start nitpicking every little thing on whether it's realistic or not, I'm not going to enjoy the Top Gun movie, and it's a great movie, and that would be a shame. So that's how I felt with this Elvis movie. Like, I felt like I had to put down a little bit of expecting this guy to be exactly like Elvis, because no one is going to be Elvis Presley. I don't know any stats on this. Do not quote me. Do not ask me to put my hand on a Bible and swear it's the truth, because I have no idea. But I think there's a good chance that Elvis is probably the most impersonated person in the world, maybe Michael Jackson, but especially with the Vegas stuff, I cannot think of, and I've only been to Vegas a few times, but I cannot think of anyone else I've seen impersonated more than Elvis Presley. No one's ever going to do it. So for this guy to, it sounded like he did his research. Because he was talking about how Elvis's voice changed throughout the years and what he did. So anyway, after watching a couple interviews with him, I was like, you know what? I want to give this guy a chance. I want to go see it to just give this guy a shot, whatever. So I didn't mind his performance. I thought he did his best. I don't know. I actually enjoyed it. I knew it was a portrayal of Elvis and I took it at that. No more, no less. So I did. There was a couple scenes he was in that I really enjoyed. So, oh, by the way, if I haven't mentioned, there's going to be spoilers. So if you, before I get into spoiler territory, if you're watching this or listening to this and don't expect there to be spoilers, there's going to be. So stop now or forever hold your peace. I just made that up. Speak now or forever hold your peace. Hold now or forever hold your peace. Tomato, tomato, whatever. So anyway, I enjoyed that piece of it. And then I also, there was two scenes in the middle. So I liked the scene of him in the comeback special, like when he was in the black leather jacket. There was one other scene with him and Priscilla that I'm not remembering right now that I remember enjoying. And then the stuff at the end, which actually wasn't the actor, it was real live footage of Elvis, I really, really enjoyed. So I think one of the other things that I was thinking about as I was getting ready to record this podcast is, because of the seminar thing, oh, I got back to it. Good job, Michaela. Because of the seminar thing, I want to do my best to point out the good and not just the bad, and then point out the good first. And when Landon and I had talked, I had said, like, I don't want to go see a movie unless it's 10 out of 10 worth it. Because for me, to watch movies, I have to carve out time. Like, it's not something carved in my day like some people's life is. I have to make special time for it. So if it's going to be a waste of my time, I'm not going to be very happy. I'm still a little traumatized about the third Divergent movie. I spent 2 hours out of my day, had made this like special day date for myself, and it just, but yeah, I'm not getting into that here because I'm still upset about it. It's 2.5 hours or more of my life I will never get back. Okay, anyway, moving on. So this Elvis movie was 3 hours long, and I felt like that was a really long time. But I can't deny there were parts that made me emotional. So even though overall I would probably rate the movie a 3 or 4 out of 10, I can't help but think it made me emotional. So there, even though I didn't like the film overall, like something about it worked. And that's why now I'm going into movies with the attitude, like if I can take one thing away from them, then it was worth it. I'm not even gonna say it was probably worth it. I'm gonna make it in my mind that it was worth it. So seeing Elvis like this larger in life character, that's kind of my goal with movies, to be honest with you. I need to learn something, or I need to have an awareness or like a realization of something about myself. And that's kind of part of the learning experience, specifically for where I'm at in life. And when I say about myself, that kind of sounded a little like conceited, but like about life, or where it, I guess this is the personal development part, like in me still coming out, like it has to help me kind of move forward with the stage that I'm in life. And that movie did that in a really weird way, like seeing Elvis and how, and whether this part was actually true or not, because fun fact, in based on true stories or inspired by true stories, I think on inspired by true stories, only 10% of it has to be factual. And based on true stories, only 20% has to be factual. So I'm not saying, again, this as it's fact, because I don't know. I haven't done a real life research on Elvis. But to think that he, despite controversy, kept being true to himself, that really inspired me. That really made me think like, okay. And then also really like with Top Gun too, and then with Elvis, like thinking of Elvis as a person, and then thinking of Tom Cruise and Maverick, Tom Cruise obviously as a person, Maverick as a character, like the parallels between all three of those to me is having this place that they belong. Like they have found their meaning, their purpose, their path, whatever you want to call it in life. And they are following that, and they are staying true to that. So that part of the movie, I also really enjoyed that. Again, I felt like the actor did his best that he could to portray Elvis and really showed how this character, or not this character, but this person who is Elvis, is larger than life and really was in the space that he belonged in life, but could also do all these different things, whether it was acting or singing or just being an overall performer. So I really enjoyed those pieces about the film. So I've done almost 10 minutes of talking about good things about the film. I've gone off on a little tangent. That is good. I think I'm ready. Okay. So anyway, about the parts that I didn't like about the film. So I did mention this a little bit earlier. I did not enjoy The Great Gatsby at all. And one of the things that I've kind of noticed about myself, and again, back to this part about it, this film did make me emotional. So there was something that did work within it, whether I agree with it or not. And art is all subjective. Like when I was in film school, they had this saying, like there are guidelines, but there are no rules. So we're going to suggest you do this and this and that, but you are free to break them at any time, such as breaking the line in the camera. So typically you would establish a line to set your camera, and then you would not move past that line. You would move so many degrees this way, but you wouldn't actually jump across the line because it makes the person act like they're on different parts of the screen, unless you are trying to create confusion. So like if you see a chase scene, you'll see them jump scenes or jump lines on the camera because it's a stylistic choice to help create confusion as to where this character is running. They don't know where they're at. They're trying to make the audience not know where they're at. So it's a stylistic choice as a guideline. You wouldn't jump the line. But again, there are no rules. So for a stylistic choice, you may jump the line. And so that being said, this director has a very specific style. And I don't know how much he was involved on The Great Gatsby. I saw he helped with the screenplay. But they have this same, like, style to me. And to me, if the style takes away from the film, I don't like it. I care about the story. Again, I care about the emotion. I want you to teach me something. I want to learn something. I want to feel something. And when the editing is getting in the way of that, when there's computer stuff, and again, this is the very Western part, the very traditional part in me coming out, I don't like a ton of computer stuff. And I feel like the computer stuff, when done wrong, takes away from the film. And I don't like it. And I feel like in The Great Gatsby and in Elvis, I feel like they did it both. And I just don't like it. It was very jumpy. It was very all over the place. And it took me out of the story. And I don't like it. And that's a stylistic choice and a viewing choice on me. And again, I don't think it's wrong. That's the director's style. That's his art. And he's completely entitled to have his art. But it's not a piece of art that I truly admire. And for me, being a major Elvis fan, I was really sad that that was done in that way. So the other thing that I was not liking was, I'm trying not to cuss, I'm trying to watch my mouth, but they messed with, I didn't. I thought I was going to drop an F-bomb there, but I held her back. They messed with the music and I didn't like it. They remixed some of Elvis's songs and that just, no, you don't do that with the man. And one scene, I think it was Can't Help Falling in Love, they played a Casey Musgraves version. Didn't like that. And I also, and I'm very sensitive about music. That's just, it's a me thing. And, you know, if you're watching this or if you went to see Elvis because you liked Elvis, you're probably a little sensitive about music too, as far as sensitive might be the wrong word, but particular about music. So I didn't like that they remixed Elvis's songs. I didn't like that they had covers of Elvis's songs in it. And I also didn't like that they used music that weren't a part of that era. So for me, if I was creating that film, I would want it to be an era piece, and I would only want to see sounds and things that were from that era. And basically everything visually, other than the computer stuff, but even the computer stuff was set to be in that era, were from that era. But then all of a sudden, like, there was a Doja Cat song in it, and I'm just, no, was Doja Cat even alive when Elvis was around? I'm pretty sure she wasn't. Fact checked me on that, but I don't think so. So that took me out of it too. And again, it took away from the story. And I think that's what I'm realizing, is if something takes me out of the story, it's gonna make me like the film less. So I feel like both of those things took me out of the story. And again, I don't like you messing with my man's music. It's perfect. It's absolutely beautiful the way it is. Don't touch it. There's a reason the man, after how many years he's been gone, had a very short career, is the best-selling solo artist of all time. You don't mess with that. You don't mess with perfection. And Elvis is about as close, his music, not him as a person. His music, in my opinion, is about as close to perfect as you can get. So the other thing that I wasn't crazy about was the whole Tom Hanks thing. I'm confused. I'm still confused. I thought, and I don't know if it was the editing that made it this way. I thought Tom Hanks did a horrible job. He looked horrible. He was supposed to look horrible. I accept that. But I just thought he did a, I don't know. I'm curious if you've seen it, you know, make a comment, write a podcast review of what you thought or something, because I would love to hear feedback on this, because I don't think I'm going to talk Landon into going and seeing this. So I need some other feedback. I just thought it was terrible. I don't know. I enjoy Tom Hanks, whether he's playing Woody or Forrest Gump. Like, I've always enjoyed his movies and his acting, and I just thought it was terrible. And again, he was edited really weird. And again, with the, like, stylistic things taking away from the movie, I don't know if this it took away from his acting because, and unless you've seen it, it's kind of hard to explain, like the jump cuts, the multiple screens on screen at one time. It's very confusing. I mean, it's kind of like you're on a psychedelic trip mixed with the weirdest acid someone can get. I don't know. I haven't experimented in that quite yet. So someone who's done way more drugs than I have, like, let me know how you feel about that. But it was just confusing and weird. So I don't know if that made Tom Hanks' performance confusing and weird, but it was odd. It was odd. So with Tom Hanks' character, he was playing the Colonel, which I've heard, I don't know, again, I'm going to do a deep dive on Elvis's history because that was really my other goal with seeing the film that I forgot to mention earlier was I wanted to go see it because I was hoping it would pique my curiosity of doing a more realistic deep dive into Elvis, and it did. So again, it hit my two goals. It piqued my curiosity. I did want to see the actor's performance that played Elvis. I think his name's Austin Butler. And then also it did make me emotional, and I did really appreciate trying to ask the question like, okay, Elvis had found his lane in life. How am I supposed to find my lane in life? Like, it hit those three dots. So I'm not going to say it was a complete waste of 2 hours and 40 minutes, but we're borderline. So I felt like the movie should have been named The Colonel. So this character, oh, I forgot to finish my sentence. So this character, they kind of portray him or play him as this guy that's responsible for Elvis's death. I had talked to someone today, actually, that was alive when Elvis was, you know, alive and playing. And she said she didn't believe that the Colonel had as much control over Elvis as the movie portrayed it. Like I said, I haven't done a realistic deep dive, so I'm not sure. And I plan on recording that deep dive that I do and posting it online because I have a feeling people are just as curious as I am. So I'll do that. But I just felt like the movie was more about him than it was about Elvis. And I actually probably would have liked the movie better if they made it more about the Colonel and kind of had Elvis in the background. Because to make it about Elvis and then have the Colonel be this like main centerpiece that everything's working around, like they didn't even show Elvis's face for I wasn't watching my phone at this point. I want to say they didn't even show Elvis's face for the first 10 or 15 minutes into the film. Like they went on the Colonel's backstory. It started with the Colonel. Other than the real life footage of Elvis, it basically ended with the Colonel. So I think people still would have went and watched the film had it been named The Colonel, because I liked knowing that this guy basically screwed Elvis out of a lot of money. And it was really messed up about how Elvis was essentially this cash cow for a bunch of people, which I personally did not realize. And they had some like real life facts on the screen after the movie had ended. And so I still would have went and watched the film. Like if they would have said Colonel, the man that took down Elvis Presley, the man that killed Elvis Presley, like I would have went and saw that film. And so to have it act like it's going to be about Elvis being the center of attention and then have it really be about this Colonel being the center of attention, just, I don't know. It just didn't set with me right. So I think that's basically my whole review on the film. Like I said, this is super random. I had no intention, but I just kept thinking about it. And I felt like I had to share my thoughts. Maybe if you're as confused as I am, we can be confused together. So anyway, that is all for this quick episode, quick movie review of Elvis, of the Western Hippie. Please share your comments with me. Please share your thoughts with me. I would love to hear about it because, as I said, I'm just as confused as you are. So until next time, my friends, be a rebel, live aligned, and go make a ruckus. I still need a new sign off for the show. You know what I mean. Okay. Do I say like leave a review, subscribe, something? I think I'm supposed to, but I can't remember. So anyway, I love you. Good night.